This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We do it every hump day, every Wednesday around this time here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It is stock up, stock down, and every week it's a bit of a different flavor for you. And today's edition of Stock Up, Stock Down is for this NFL Combine. If you did not know, the 2025 NFL Combine is officially underway this week up north, up there in Indy. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Ron, I want to start with you, show. And, you know, it's been a while since we got the negative out of the way. Let's go stock down first for this NFL Combine in your view, Ron.
My stock down is the NFL just having this thing in Indianapolis. This is borderline. You know how I feel about Omaha. This is damn near close to that. They're just, this thing could be rotated. This thing could probably be at a better venue, a better place. I mean, Lucas Oil is nice, but a better spot. Like, I mean, I understand for a long time it was in the middle of the country. Well, I mean, things are a bit different at this point. Like, I mean, hell, I think Houston would be a great spot. I think there are a lot of other spaces, but Indy. Like, good God, man, what are we doing? I mean, it's just keeping it here at Indy. Boy, I think it could be made a real NFL event for fans, which I think they should. Like, they've turned the NFL draft into a real event for fans. We went there in Kansas City and saw how that thing was. I went to the one in Nashville as well. I think they could do that. Could you imagine? Hey, we're going to be in New Orleans for the Combine. NFL, come on down. Take over New Orleans. NFL, come on down. Take over wherever. All these. And it's in Indy. So stock down for continuing to have this thing in Indy and not really open this thing up to. I mean, the NFL is about making money. Make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
A better place.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, we all know there ain't ish to do up in Indy.
I mean, you can only go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse or whatever that steakhouse is. With the shrimp, so many times.
Some would say that's a good thing about having it there. You keep the coaches out of the.
Yeah, sure.
Be an adult. Fine. No, I'm with you, Ron. Indy sucks.
Let's just be honest. I think that's always BS. You know how fellas are.
They won't
if a thing was held in Beaumont, Texas, we find it. If it was in Port Arthur, some of the best times I've had, some of the best moments I've had was in Ames, Iowa, and that's not a place to go home about. So.
There you have it. Shout out PA. All right, that's Ron, the show's stock down for this year's NFL Combine. This is Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Flipping over to the other side of that broadcast table in there, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner for you. Heading in as this Combine is rolling on for the NFL. What is stock down for you in this year's Combine, Clint?
Steve Smith Sr. Steve Smith Sr. He's been a staple at the combine, man. Some of the best one-liners. Some of the great. He called Cooper Kupp as his when it comes wide receiver time. Steve Smith Sr. has been one of the guys that
that is a big part of
the entertainment here at the NFL Combine. And I don't know if he's there or not, but I know one of two things is going to happen. He's either not going to be there altogether, or number two, he's going to be there and he's going to be a shell of himself.
So stock down,
Steve Smith Sr. Boy, he's untied and undefeated. Got him.
If you work with Steve. And the next time he comes to work, like, are you more leaning towards the you nasty sly son of a gun, or are you more like, hey man, I know it's gonna be a rough time, man. You praying for you going through it.
I'm one thing.
I can't.
The normal shake. Hey bro, you good? All right, man, good.
That's all you got.
I ain't got no business being in that business.
I don't know how I could walk up to Steve and not have a bit of a smirk.
Hey, let me tell you what, Steve.
Just a bit of a damn. Just how nasty that.
You know the feeling in Steve's mind when somebody comes his direction that he ain't seen since the report. I mean, he is shaking in his boots, nervous as hell. What's going to be said? I'm just going to give you, Steve. I'm going to give you a smooth. You good, bro? All right, man. Keep it moving.
He'll probably give you an apology.
I mean, there
you have it. That is the stock down for the fellas. The combine being held in Indy, and then Clint there with Steve Smith Sr. This is Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Do it every Wednesday around this time. Houston's number one afternoon drive program. Got the negative out of the way. Let's get Stock Ups. Ron, over to you again. Stock Up for the NFL Combine.
I'll go quick. Mine is Jackson Dart. The top quarterbacks are not competing, and I think that is always a case for whoever's next to be there, and him and Quinn, those guys have a real big chance as a third, fourth, fifth quarterbacks to really show out at the combine, and that's an opportunity. If they come out and are the story coming out of the combine, I think those guys really have a chance to have their stock rise.
All right, the young quarterbacks. That's it for Ron. Now back to you, Clint. Your stock up for this year's NFL Combine as it's rolling on up in Indy.
The Titans. The Titans hold all the cards when it comes to the quarterback carousel, whether you're talking about the top two quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, or you're talking about Matthew Stafford asking for or looking like he's going to be on the move out of L.A., the Titans hold every one of the cards. They're going to set the market in turn, not set the market, but they're going to determine who has a shot at a rookie quarterback, who has a shot at Matthew Stafford, which ultimately I think is going to set the course of a franchise or two moving forward. The Titans hold all the QB cards in this draft.
Put those uniforms back in the trunk.
Yeah, they hold all the cards.
Them fake ass Oilers in Nashville.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they got an interesting decision to do. All those guys at the top ain't gonna participate.
They got some power. I mean, they got the power. What do you do with it? They got some luxuries right now. What do you do with it?
Carter pulled out. He's not going to participate. The quarterbacks aren't going to participate. I'm just watching myself right now.